Yes, what happened is I sent the document, and it's just taking a very long time process. And, you know, I understand that the immigration law has changed, and they have to link the two, the refugee departments with the Homeland Security and then with the immigration INS and all that process. But I sent the document, and everything should be, for them, good to come over here. But I'm just wondering why it's taking too long to get them over here. And I don't get an answer for that question yet, so... But they're still waiting, so I don't know when they're going to be here.
And my last question is, can you describe a little bit what it was like going from the Sudan to Cairo? How did you get from there to the refugee camp?
I mean, it was like horrible. It's like actually like almost like indescribable moment, because when I left Khartoum, in my mind, I don't know, I just want to get into Cairo. But then, you know, Sudan is the biggest country in Africa, so it's kind of hard. So it was a very long distance from Khartoum to go into Cairo. So I took the train almost like for 3-4 days. And then while it was in a closed border, I had to take the ferry in the River Nile to cross by from Halfa. This is like the last city in Sudan, to Aswan, which is the first city in Cairo. It was very hard for me, and it was very dangerous, so almost in danger. So a lot of time from the train station to the other, if they have like a checkpoint, so I have to walk and then catch the train, because it stopped from, you know, train station to other. I have to walk and then make a curve to wait for another one. So it was like half of it like taking a train and half of it even walking. So my feet were swollen and I was almost sick. And then when I get into the cross the River Nile, they didn't let me because I didn't have any passport, I don't have any document, I don't have any papers, I don't have anything. So I acted like I was working with those people, like cleaning or like stocking the stuff. And then the first, they didn't recognize me. But then I tried to be in the middle on a lot of people and here and there. I just, you know, it was like very dangerous situation. It was like life in danger. And then when I get into Aswan, in order to come into Cairo, I have to take another train for 12 hours. And I don't have no money. I don't have nothing. They didn't let me go. And I was trying for almost 2 days to finally, an old guy, he said, that's okay, you can just go. Yeah, but it was like, I couldn't believe it when I get into Cairo after like 5 or 6 days. And after that, I went to the UN in Cairo office. And then they placed me to refugee camp in a shelter, which is an hour away outside Cairo. And then from there, it started like for a new hope. And then I'm waiting for somebody to sponsor me. I waited for almost 2 years. And finally, I was sponsored by Lutheran Services to come over here back almost in 2002.